like?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, welcome to worship on Wednesdays. Let's focus. Shut your eyes before we sing. Everybody, shut your eyes. I want you to focus on why you're here. And let's put the social aspect of it behind us for this time that we're in the sanctuary. We're blessed with the freedom and the privilege to be able to come here and worship. Let's respect it. Focus on Jesus. Okay, open your eyes. Stand if you'd like. And let's sing every move I make.
Before we come to the Lord with our very important things to bring all the prayer requests, let's prepare our hearts and ask God to be in our hearts and be a living sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Tried and true.
Love it when we sing a cappella. Y'all sit down. Everybody's voices comes together with music and it just sends chills down my soul. Okay, it's time for prayer requests. Let me find a pen.
Well, I want to say something while you have your pen. At the supper time, they were talking about her mother went to China. Uh-huh. And they were talking about a church that in China, you know, if you go to a church to visit, you have to be pre-approved. And, you know, it's... Mm-hmm. They don't have the freedom. You mentioned when we started that, you know, we have the freedom to appreciate and get focused and appreciate why we can do that. And what she was saying is when it was time to do the cleanup after the meal or whatever, they were actually fighting. Not fight, but, you know, don't let me do it. Because it's different when, you know, you appreciate it more when it's, you know, the government has their clamps on your ability to worship. So I just thought it was just interesting for maybe everybody to kind of ponder and appreciate, hey, we got something really special here. No, not yet. No one is telling us we can't do this.
Right. So. That is true. So that's why I want you, that's why it's so important for me, for you guys, especially the youth, to focus on the fact that you are free to come here and you're free to worship and you're free to speak out. You know, it's a blessing. It's a miracle within itself that we take for granted on a daily basis. So keep that in focus. Okay, prayer request. Jennifer? Anyone else? Jerry? Dempsey. Okay. Anyone else? Michael? Dylan, and then Hannah, you'll be next. Okay. Hannah? Whose family? Oh, okay.
Debbie, they still haven't really decided if that's Meniere's or not.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to meet with the somebody who actually has been living with it.
Yeah.
You know, get a little bit better perspective than a doctor could give.
Yeah.
So just pray about that. If it is Meniere's, then she's not really supposed to be driving.
Okay.
But so we need to know. And also, Pete Anderson.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've met him. He has MS. He's a good friend of mine.
Pete Anderson? My niece, Holly Beard, is getting married on Saturday. And let's just say we're not real thrilled about it. So just pray for the whole family. Yeah. Wall? Okay. Kezia? Morgan? Nikki? I have kind of an involved one.
Okay.
I have a son, Luke, who started kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Things were going really smoothly his school year, but we got a note from his teacher just before fall break for Rutherford County. Her mother has been diagnosed with brain cancer, and it's a very serious situation. So Luke's kindergarten teacher is now taking a leave of absence to be her mom's primary caretaker while she fights this illness. And Luke is getting a new teacher. All of the students are. But I have felt particularly burdened for this teacher. Her name is Angela Helton, and she's at David Urey Elementary. But please pray for her. I think she's got a whole lot burdening her right now. And also for her mom, her name is Patricia, and I'll spell the last name. It's Claftenberg.
And Claftenberg.
P-L-A-P-T-E-N-B-U-R-G. Claftenberg. And anyway, just please pray for that whole situation. I mean, I feel like every day it's the Lord just keeps reminding me, keep praying, keep praying.
Right.
Okay. Jennifer.
Judicial branch, because I think that is where the judges legislating from the bench and stuff is going to impact everybody who's ever lived. You know, it's going to be just
okay. Email. Okay, let's bow our heads. Pray silently as I lift up the names that we have called tonight. Tammy Bowles, Jade Williams and her dad, Jay's sister Nikki, Kyle, Dempsey Osley, all the veterans that have fought for us in the past and present. Sharice's grandfather, her aunt, Lee Gray, Dylan's aunt, Tamara Holt, Kezia's family, Becky Davis, Debbie Hatfield, Pete Anderson, Holly Beard, Megan Wall, Kezia's grandmother in her rehab from stroke, Morgan's grandparents, Matthew's, Alexander's family as they still deal with the grief of losing a family member, Brandon's mom, Angela Helton, Patricia Platzenberg, Luke and his classmates, and the new teacher they're going to get, Keith Rosenberry, our country, especially the judicial branch in the upcoming election. And we give praise for Ms. Marin's face clearing and things getting better with her. Lord, thank you so much. You have blessed us in so many ways, and we take for granted of those blessings on a daily basis. It seems to me in our world today, if it's not something large and slap you across the face, nobody pays attention. We need to start looking at the blessings that happen around us every day. The blessings of healing, the blessings of newborn children, the blessings of sunshine and rain, the changing of the colors in the fall season, the blessing of children, of youth, of grandparents, great-grandparents, family in general, of church family, of freedom. So much, Lord, that happens around us on a daily basis, and we don't take the time to say thank you. We come to you now, Lord, and we say thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus Christ, your only Son, to die on a cross so that we may all be forgiven of the sins that we commit on a daily basis. Lord, we lift up these on our prayer list. We lay them at your feet. We pray that your will would be done in their lives and in our lives. Lord, sometimes we pray and we say our prayer wants to answer. Help us to understand that prayers are always answered. They just may not be in the way that we wanted them to be answered. And when that happens, give us the courage and the wisdom to know that your will is being done. And with you, all things are possible. Lord, lead us tonight as we come before you and we worship. May our music be a joy to you. May we lift up the voices and our hearts to sing our praises. Lord, be with Nikki as she brings the message tonight. Speak through her, Lord, and let us have open ears and open hearts to hear and understand what it is you want us to learn tonight. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing. If you would like to stand, stand. If not, you can stay seated. You know I want you to stand.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the clouds above to the fragrance of sea,
without you. Our message tonight is going to be brought from Nikki Nairn. Okay, so I kind of had a thought about what I wanted to do, and last night I was trying to get all this together, and like I knew what I wanted to preach about, but I couldn't exactly get my thoughts on the paper the way I wanted them. So, kind of started to type it out, but it didn't really work. So, I got notes-ish, sort-ish. The topic about tonight, okay. The thing that kind of gave me an idea is, I go to a school with 1,800 people, and not everybody there is Christian, which, you know, is okay. But I'm sure most of y'all every day hear somebody say,
GD or say the Lord's name in vain or curse to him, or even when somebody gets pissed off and they just say Jesus Christ out loud. So, gets angry, upset, sorry. But whenever I hear somebody say it, it just kind of makes you think, you know, even if they don't believe, I don't respect it, and it kind of offends me. But whenever you hear somebody, you know, say something like that, you know, what are you supposed to do? You know, you go up to them, say something to them, or you just kind of sit back, because it's hard to talk to people about, you know, God, and you don't know what they're going to say. If I kind of mumble things up, I'm sorry. I'm trying. But for an example, I don't know what a pterodactyl is, buddy. I'm sorry. So, like, for an example, this is kind of like one of the things that set it all up, was a couple weeks ago, Brandon gave me a CD that was by a guy named Brian Welch, who was lead guitarist of a band called Korn. And he left the band and became a Christian. And I had taken the CD with me to school. I was going to listen to it. So I had set it on my desk, and we had a clear desk or something, so I just kind of set it down next to me. I forgot where I put it and started freaking out. I was like, where's that CD? I was like, where's my CD? Because I had no idea where it was. It wasn't mine. It was Brandon's. And earlier I had told a guy named Jake, who I had put on the prayer list last week, like, it was by a guy named Brian Welch, who was from Korn. That was all I said. And whenever I was asking, you know, where's my CD, he was like, oh, well, it's in the trash where it belongs. I was like, no, dude, you don't understand. I was like, this isn't Korn music. I was like, it sounds like it, but it's Christian music. And he kind of sat there for a minute, and he goes, oh. He's like I said, it's where it belongs. Just hearing that just kind of like stabbed me in the heart, and I was like, you know, I don't want to hear that, whether you believe it or not. I don't want to hear it. So that's kind of like where I got the basis of my sermon, or the idea for it. Hold on. Got to get my stuff together. Okay. So, like I said, you know, earlier, it's hard, you know, to speak up for your faith and everything. But exactly how important is your faith to you? What would be the extent for you standing up for your faith? Say you're at your job and your boss is upset or something and starts using the Lord's name in vain, and you kind of, you know, say, hey, would you please not say that? Even though he's your boss, what if he just said, well, if you don't like it, then you're fired? You know, what extent would you take to standing up for your faith and standing what you believe in, standing up for your God's name? What extent would you go to, and how important is it? One of the things I also kind of thought about is Columbine. This girl died for her faith. She died for God. Jesus died for us, but would you be willing to die for God and for your faith? Everybody knows, you know, the story that we know of is Columbine is this guy, you know, had a gun to a girl, something of the such, and was like, you know, do you believe in God? And the thing was, if he said yes, you were going to get shot. And she said yes, and she was killed. Nobody really knows exactly what was said, just because, from what I understand, it's her, the guy, and God that all knows. But that's just what we all understand or know. Some other examples of stuff about this. We're in English, we're studying about the crucible, which is about like people who are, quote, being accused of witches and stuff like that. And apparently they can't bear to hear the Lord's name. In the end, we find out that there were no witches. It was all accusations. But if you were accused of being a witch, in order for you to be saved, because if you're accused of a witch, somebody said, hey, you're a witch, you're automatically going to be hung, unless you admit to doing the devil's work and you give names of other people who did it. People saved their own lives by lying and saying they worshiped the devil or they did the devil's work. So they give up their own faith in a way to save their own life. Another thing is people in China are killed every day because of their faith. You're not allowed to own a Bible in China in some places. People are being persecuted or prosecuted, whichever the word is, every day for being Christian. I want to read my scripture. It's a little, one little line, but it comes from Matthew 10:33. It says, "But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." To me, this is scary. That, you know, every time I do hear somebody say something about my God's name, or cursing him, or putting him down, or putting my faith down, kind of makes me wonder, you know, if I don't stand up to that, is he going to disown me when I get to heaven? Am I going to get to go to those gates but not get through them just because I didn't stand up this one time? But what if it's your last time, like the girl in Columbine? You never know. Some things that I kind of called some people last night and kind of asked, you know, for some help about all this, and some of the things that we kind of talked about was Jesus came to this earth to suffer for us. The least we can do is stand up for him in his name. Jesus knew that he would die for us. We should stand up for him, even if we know that we'll be bad mouthed because of our faith. You know, if somebody's going to talk about you, let them. Who cares? You shouldn't. But, you know, Jesus, the point was, you know, Jesus came to this earth. He knew he was going to suffer for us. He knew he was going to die on a cross. But he did it anyways, for us. You know, if you know somebody's not Christian and you know they're going to say something bad about you or your God, whatever, as long as you stand up for your God. That's all that matters. Let's see. If you, you know, don't, if somebody says something and you don't say something, one, that's going to eat you up inside. You're going to be like, you know, I wish I would have said something. But in a way, you're kind of denying or disowning him, because isn't it a Christian thing to do, you know, to go up and say something like that? To me, it kind of made me think, you know, if you have two good friends and one of them's not there and the other one starts talking bad about the other, are you just going to sit there and listen or join in? Are you going to, like, you know, stand up and say something? That's, to me, kind of what it was an example dumbed down for me, but on a much bigger scale. But, back to what I was saying, you know, if you don't stand up for God, in a way, you're disowning him and you're denying him. You know, has God ever denied you? Has he ever disowned you and said, you know, this person, that's not my child, these are not my children? If you stumble or fall or do something wrong, God doesn't disown you. He still loves you the same. Every day goes by, I'm sure he loves you more and more. That's just kind of me. You know, earlier I said, you know, Jesus died for us. Is your faith important enough that you would die for him? And kind of was looking up some stuff on a sermon, you know, about standing up for God. And I have some guy named Bill Pitts. What a name. But I was just kind of like flipping through it to see what he had to say about all of it. And in the beginning, the first thing he said was, could I ask everybody to stand up? And everybody stood up, and he's like, okay, you can be seated. And then that's when he got on the sermon. He was leading on to say, you know, it takes 2 seconds, stand up, sit down. You know, it takes a second to stand up to somebody if they're saying something about your God, unless that starts a conversation, you know. It's not that hard. You're just saying, hey, please don't say that. That is disrespectful to me. But he says something here. He says, he died for us, he died for you, and he died for me. But the cool thing is, that's not all. Not only did he die for us, but he stood up for us as well. And we didn't even ask him to do that. It's called the resurrection. One of the basic meanings of the Greek word resurrection is literally a standing up again. Notice that it means again. A standing up again. Christ stood up once for us when he came to this earth to demonstrate what a personal relationship with him can be. Then he died and paid the price for our sins so that we could never, ever hope. Then he died and paid the price for our sins so that we could never, ever hope to pay. And then after all that, he was resurrected. He stood up again. You see, Jesus is already standing up for us. He isn't calling for us to do anything for Him that He hasn't already done for us. And are we willing to stand up for Him? He is calling on us to take a stand, because if we stand, then we can walk with Him. You see, it's kind of hard to walk when you're sitting on your rear end. And the fact about like the resurrection, it means standing up again. You know, I never thought of it as like the thought of it as like, you know, Him standing up for us twice. You know, every day I go by and hear people, you know, saying stuff about this, and you know, most of the time I will say something. But you know, I guess I just never acknowledged that He stood up for me. I knew He rose again, but I never thought of Him as standing up for me. Another thing kind of written down, it says, you know, stand up for your faith if it's the last thing you do. You know, faith to me is an important thing. Like, Christ is important to me. I kind of believe if you don't have Christ in your life, you're not living. You're just kind of a dead person walking around. If you don't have God's light in your life, you're dead. Another thing that was kind of pointed out to me was, you know, when you do hear these things, if you do say something, what if it's a test of your faith? You know, yeah, we come to church on Wednesdays and Sundays, Sunday nights, you know, whatever. But are you a Wednesday and Sunday night Christian? Is it like a part-time job for you? Are you too busy, you know, every day to do something for God, even if it is something little, as saying, you know, something like, hey, please don't say God's name in vain? One of the last things is, it just says, so how strong is your faith? Jesus was prosecuted for us. Are you willing to return the favor, or are you willing to keep your life and deny God? I kind of have like a little scripture to go along with that. My main scripture, you know, is Matthew 10:33. A couple lines down from that is Matthew 10:39. This kind of like, you know, again reminded me, took me back to like the Columbine thing. It says, whoever finds his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So I don't know if you really got anything of anything I just said. It made sense in my head, but it's pretty much all I've got.
Thank you, Nikki. I got something out of it. You know, I like what she said about, is this a part-time job for you? You know, are you a part-time Christian? Are you a Christian on Wednesdays and Sundays? But then Monday morning comes and you get back, you're not only just in the world, you're of it. We have to really think about that. And we've talked about this in our Sunday school class in youth before about, you know, it's all good and well to come every time the church doors are open and you praise and you sing and you rededicate and then you get back to school or to work on Monday and it's life as usual. You know, how easy we forget. So the challenge I'm going to give everyone here is do not be a part-time Christian. Be a full-time Christian. Through the way you love people, the way you treat people, and the way you stand up for things that offend you. You can do it in a kind way. I mean, it shouldn't be confrontational to ask somebody not to take the Lord's name in vain because it offends you. It probably will be to some people. But you know what? That just opened the door for you to share your faith. So, you know, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. He's always there with you. God's standing there with you when you stand up there for Him. He's there. He'll give you the word. He'll give you the strength. But stand.
How many people here, Christians, have you ever had anybody say, you know, start tell a joke or a bad joke and stop when they saw you? Anybody had that experience?
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend from high school. we were joking about the presidency. Mm-hmm. And they said they were picking different class members to do different things. And they said, well, Ted, he'll swear him in. And then somebody commented, Ted doesn't swear. I haven't seen these guys in 25 years, you know. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, sometimes it's not just saying it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just, after a while, they know that,
yeah.
you know, this is not approved. And that becomes their opportunity
right.
to join our team, you know. Each time you stand up, it becomes that person that you're standing up against, that becomes their opportunity to join us. So, good talk.
Okay, let's sing Amazing Grace. All stand, please. Love ending on that song. Love that song. Okay. You meet me up here. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. So wait. We have prayer. I guess that's it. Anybody else have anything? My mind is just kind of like. Okay.
How's that? Good.
Do one of the youth want to lead us in a closing prayer? Go ahead, Nick. Hey, I just want to say that you guys never cease to amaze me. Just when I think that y'all are not getting it, then you come out and you get it. So you restore my faith again. Okay, meet up here, youth. On our address. Oh.
I didn't realize what had happened. I'm sorry.
Read the book. I remember him. Sounds like your mom's doing better if they're lowering her dosage.
Now, kitty cat.
Bless your heart. That's hard to deal with. Yeah. Good to see you, though.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
When can we have a
play day? We have got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Got to figure that out.
Ooh.
Like on PC?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
well, I'm glad that you guys can watch
that. And I have, like, four others.
PS is the big machine you put in front of the TV.
Now
but
I get it.
When he gets here,
yeah, he has that. It's halfway broken. He's got to think about getting another. It got messed up. But he has a
when he, like,
Thank you.
Get lost. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
But it was my body language. I realized after I did it that I just knew I was stopped.
But yeah, did everybody else stop?
Yeah.
And as usual, I wasn't paying attention. So.
I did the stop
dance. Oh. Oh, yeah.
What am I doing?
Okay. Jimena, who begins Pass Me Not? Is it you or John?
John.
I'm not going to play on this.
Oh, okay. Next song.
The what? Yeah, pretty much.
Just like the record.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, unless thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, hear my humble cry. What wonders thou art calling, Thou the spring of all my comfort.
tight feet, whom in heaven but be.
I'm
say at confession? Walk like that?
Oh, and it's an A, and I forgot the K.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The K goes in my case.
I need your coffee. I need your coffee. This is from my book. The old version.
Yeah, don't eat straw.
Do you have your book? Is it hard for everybody?
So it's just, of course, this song is just it's a 1/4 and this is one I play.
Do you need to fly?